State Senator Jim Brewster is one of Allegheny County's last conservative Democrats to serve in Harrisburg. And now he faces a re-election challenge from a first-time Republican candidate, Nicole Zicarelli, in a district President Trump won in 2016. 90.5 WESA's On Lee Herring reports.
Brewster is a native of McKeesport and has been a state senator for a decade. He represents District 45, which stretches from the Allakiski Valley to the Mon Valley and covers parts of Allegheny and Westmoreland counties. He first ran for his seat in a 2010 special election. He'd been mayor of McKeesport for 6 years, and plaques in his office still highlight his work to improve his hometown.
You can see that I was honored as the Pennsylvania Mayor of the Year, and I was very proud of that.
In some ways, Brewster is an old-school Western Pennsylvania Democrat. He's a supporter of and supported by labor unions. But he also favors restrictions on abortion and expanded gun rights. He says his experience is the prime reason voters should re-elect him. But he faces a Republican this fall who says it's time for change.
My name's Nicole Zicarelli. I'm running for state senate in our area.
Zicarelli introduces herself to a voter at the door of his Monroeville home. She stands in the lawn at a safe distance to protect against COVID-19 and says a little bit about herself. She runs her own law practice, for example, and grew up in nearby White Oak.
And I think our current leadership has overseen decline for a number of decades, and I don't think we can ask them to bring us out of this one.
Zicarelli says that since the steel industry collapsed more than 30 years ago, the area remains a shell of its former self. Empty storefronts and abandoned homes are common in some places, and she says Brewster hasn't done enough to fix that.
And we simply can't ask him to bring us out of COVID-19 because he clearly doesn't have the answers. When I drive through McKeesport, it absolutely breaks my heart.
Zicarelli is vague about her own prescriptions beyond listening to constituents' needs and avoiding new taxes. Brewster, meanwhile, says he's secured funding for the district's nearly 40 municipalities. And he says he's appealed to his fellow Democrat, Governor Tom Wolf, to ease coronavirus restrictions on bars and restaurants.
Not just because they wanted to be open, but the important thing is they had employees that don't make much money. And where are they going to go if those restaurants close down?
Like Zicarelli, Brewster's friendly to fracking, although he supports creating a severance tax on natural gas extraction, like other gas-producing states. And while the candidates agree on a gradual minimum wage increase, Brewster's pro-union positions have put him at odds with business groups. The state's Chamber of Business and Industry is among them. Sam Danisco heads the chamber's government affairs office. He predicts the race will turn in part on the district's overall support for Donald Trump. He says that's one reason his organization backs Zicarelli.
We don't take endorsing an opponent to a three-term incumbent lightly, but we feel strongly that this particular district is a better fit for her.
While Brewster supports Joe Biden, Zicarelli backs the president, who narrowly won the district in 2016. But Brewster's social conservatism has earned the endorsement of the staunchly pro-Second Amendment Firearms Owners Against Crime. Brewster scored big points with FOAC last year by leading a successful effort to legalize Sunday hunting. FOAC President Kim Stolfer says his group wants to stick with a proven advocate.
When you have a person that goes in office and has to stand up to the pressures of leadership and votes consistently in support of the Constitution, that gains that person extra marks for standing by their ethics and their beliefs.
But with high ratings from a gun rights group and a voting record opposed to abortion rights, does Brewster risk turning off Democratic voters? Local Democratic strategist Mike Mikas doesn't think so. The senator's campaign has gotten donations from party stalwarts, and Mikas says there's a lot at stake.
If Jim Brewster's seat is lost, the chances of the Democrats taking control of the state Senate go out the window.
But Zicarelli says that could be just what the district's voters want. On Lee Herring, 90.5 WESA News.